As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, all across America, coffee brewing on the stove. And there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Wednesday, November the 25th, 2009, live. 2-hour broadcast to become vocal local. Coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always got good news, hard facts, and the same solution each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced a pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where that curious thought freedom remains popular. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can certainly pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. Of course, you can also take Oracle with you on your mobile phone. Choose option 2, 512-904-8014. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065, and your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's BVL, like become vocal local. BVLhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast. It's 866-841-1065. You'll find those numbers and much more posted on oraclebroadcasting.com, the official website and homepage of the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Gold this morning continues to set new highs. It's now above $1,180 an ounce. Benjamin S. Bernanke, good old Shalom there. Benjamin Bernanke speaks, and when he does, the stocks and the U.S. dollar plunge while oil, currencies, and metals rise. He really should remain silent. Central banking and the Federal Reserve, as long as we talk about Benjamin Bernanke, we might as well talk about the Federal Reserve. It's a global curse. We're going to be discussing that today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into those market reports for Wednesday, November the 25th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But 1 hour ago, we find gold trading up $13.50 at $1,181.70 an ounce. And over on Bloomberg, it was posted at $1,183.10 an ounce. Bloomberg shows it up $15.70. Kitco shows it up $13.50. You pick your number, okay? Silver up 20 cents this morning in early trading, $18.67 an ounce. And if you don't like that, you don't like silver. Platinum moving up $20, $1,467 an ounce. Palladium up $5 at $372 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, we're looking at about a $10 spread. $1,173.80 for a low, $1,183.80 for a high. At $1,181.70, your gold is up $361.50 year to year. In 1 year, you've moved up $361.50. And folks, I remember when people would have been very happy to buy it at $361.50. That's a 44.12% return on your investment. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, November the 25th, 2009, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We definitely come to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back into that market report for Wednesday, November the 25th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. An hour of gold again. We found that gold was trading up $13.50 an ounce at $1,181.70 an ounce. It's trading a little bit below that right now, but nevertheless, continuing silver was up 20 cents at $18.67. Platinum was up 20 at $1,467 an ounce, and palladium was up 5 at $3.72. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, a $10 spread. Again, but $1,173.80 for the low so far, $1,183.80 for a high. The London Gold Fix, the boys in London this morning, I'm sure they're all ready to hang themselves. They hate to see this. Central bankers hate the rise in the price of gold, but they have to just capitulate. It's appeasement time for the boys in London. They set the gold this morning at $1,176.50, and gold thumbed its nose at it, went streaking right on by that. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 17 at 10,434. So they're still, wearing their party hats. They're above 10,000. Can it last? Well, I don't know. Pretty close. Maybe it'll go the other way, down to about 6,500. NASDAQ loses 7 yesterday, closed down 7 at 2169. The S&P was off 1 at 1,106. The crude oil this morning up 41 cents a barrel. The price of a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude oil delivered in Oklahoma is running $76.43 a barrel. For the U.S. dollar index, the USDX, the ICE exchange, Intercontinental Exchange, Inc., another one of these foreign products, these paper trading markets, a trade-weighted basket of currencies anyway. The United States dollar in with a bunch of other pieces of paper. The USDX losing 61 basis points, goes below that 75 level, that very important protected position, trades at 74.47. That's why you're seeing all this action going on. But if you go in and take a look at the Kitco website, you'll see this morning they've got this new chart, this new way of looking at the gold price. They're saying that the rise of $12.70 in the gold market at the time that they did this calculation was due in part to a weakening dollar, and they give $9.80 of that differential to that, and $2.90 to predominant buying. So largely the weakening dollar is in there, but there's also a strong predominant buying activity going on inside of this market. In the Forex, the foreign exchange rates, as a result of the decline in the U.S. dollar index, we see an increase or a spike up in the other currencies in our little trading basket. Timmy's got his little basket. We've got one here, the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership, if you will. The Canadian dollar moves up 120 basis points and trades at 96 cents U.S. The Mexican peso goes up 20 basis points and trades at 8 cents U.S. Now trading, the exchange multiplier is 12.8654, down from 13 earlier in the week. So it'll take you'll get 12.8654 pesos per buck, or just simply 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning up 64 basis points, trades at $1.51, going past that $1.50 level again. The British pound goes up strongly, 88 basis points, trades out at $1.67 U.S. So if you're heading off to London, the visit with Captain Proton and the boys is going to cost you $1.67 for your British pounds. This morning, the Swiss franc, again, it's parity. It achieves parity with the U.S. dollar, and this time it's on the top side of that. The exchange rate, the multiplier is 1.0007 U.S. dollars, so it's above a dollar right now. It moved up 80 basis points to $1 U.S. It's been a while. We'll talk about that in a moment, but it's been a while since it's had that privilege of being at parity with the U.S. dollar. In the bond market, the two-year bond, government securities, the treasuries, two-year bond is yielding 0.73%, so the Federal Reserve can buy U.S. debt from themselves at a bargain. The 10-year, 3.31. The 30-year is running at 4.26%. So if you're out there to buy debt from the government, good luck. Be careful. Caveat emptor. Buyer beware. The mortgage rates this morning, the 15-year mortgage, we're starting to see a reversal of that upward climb. The mortgage rate is setting at 4.55%. From 4.71% a month ago, and the 30-year mortgage is at it's at 4.99, down from 5.15 a month ago. So that's the market report for this morning. Of course, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about, no doubt about it. Lots of things out of the news this morning, Bloomberg and other sources. Let's just pick up this one and talk about this little guy quickly. Let's see if I can find him. Where is my little article on parity? Here it is. The Swiss franc. Now, of course, I noticed this a couple of weeks ago, but now we have Bloomberg bringing it up. It's a very brief article. The franc rises past parity with the dollar, first time since April of 08. April Fool's Day, I guess, of 2008. They say, Matthew Brown writes, November 25th, Bloomberg, the Swiss franc strengthened past parity with the dollar for the first time since April of 2008. Switzerland's currency appreciated as much as 0.9% to 0.9994 per dollar before trading at 1.013 as of 11:57 a.m. So you can see it's floating back and forth there, very close to parity with the U.S. dollar. That's all there is on that story, but you heard it here first. going into a little bit more of what's going on, as I said, when we opened it up, when Benjamin Bernanke speaks, look out, duck and run, saying he's got the same problem that Timmy Geithner has. But we'll get into the federal officials watching asset prices in a moment. Here's a couple more. These are numbers, just more numbers that come out. Orders for durable goods in the U.S. unexpectedly fall. You know, we've been hearing about this nonsense, unexpectedly fell. You know, these guys, their crystal ball is a little foggy. They lost the pointer on their Ouija board. Their charts, their graphs, their waves, they're not working anymore. All right, well, anyway, so here's the article. Courtney Schlisserman writes this for Bloomberg. She says, orders for goods meant to last several years, that's durable goods, unexpectedly fell in October, restrained by a drop in demand for defense equipment. And a reminder, the economic recovery will be slow to gain speed. If you go through and look at the news, you would never know that, you know, we have a slow recovery or a jobless recovery or no recovery or a deepening depression if you listen to some people. But these are the kinds of things that just don't lie. As they say, you know, liars figure, but figures don't lie. The 0.6% decrease in bookings for durable goods, things that are meant to last several years, you know, not only is it washing machines and refrigerators and stoves and that sort of stuff, but it's also the equipment inside, the capital that's invested inside of businesses. New computers, for instance, or stamp and die machines. Oh, that's another America, another time. No, well, things that are in business are considered durable goods if you can apply a depreciation schedule to them. Automobiles, trucks, and things like that can fall under durable goods. It's capital expenditures. So anyway, we'll pick all that up on the other side of this break. Lots to go into today. Many fascinating things from history and much more. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy Sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy Sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy Sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy Sunglasses are perfect for traffic traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the Matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again back into this article off of Bloomberg New News. Orders for durable goods in the U.S. unexpectedly fall. The concern that consumer spending may retrench as unemployment mounts will probably cause companies to limit spending on new equipment and keep inventories lean. This is this durable goods thing. Limit spending on equipment. And that's important for us to understand because it's the manufacturer of all of that equipment, even though most of it now is coming to us in the form of cheap Chinese plastic crap from Malaysia and Singapore and other places to the east. Nevertheless, if they're not buying any tools, they're not buying any computers, they're not buying any desks, chairs, or pickup trucks or whatever, new roto hammers or chainsaws, if they're not buying that stuff, men aren't working. So it's like a dog eating its tail, going round and round in circles. While another Commerce Department report showed, back to the article here, consumer spending rose more than forecast last month. I don't know. Yeah, it cost me more last month to get the few groceries that I have to drag into this house to keep alive. Yeah, it cost me more there. And the cost of gasoline, diesel went up, no doubt about that. Other than that, we weren't out on a spending spree. I can assure you I wasn't at the mall. Anyway, while another Commerce Department report showed consumer spending rose more than forecast last month, the world's largest economy needs, listen to this now, getting honest here, thank you, Courtney, a rebound in manufacturing and housing for the recovery to gain momentum. That's right, Courtney. There's going to have to be jobs in this mix somewhere. Many firms are still hesitant to make capital investments, said Guy Labas, chief fixed income strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott LSE in Philadelphia. Quote, what we saw in the month of October was a big, big drop in machinery orders, his bigs. What we saw in October, in the month of October was a, a big drop in machinery orders, after a large decrease in September. Going down, baby. Where's my life jacket? Commerce Department figures also showed spending by consumers rebounded in October more than anticipated. The 0.7% increase in purchases was larger than the median estimate of economists surveyed by Bloomberg and followed a 0.6% drop in September. Incomes climbed 0.2%, also exceeding expectations. Of course, it certainly didn't exceed the expectations of those laborers whose income only went up by 0.2%. My goodness. Here's another one. U.S. initial jobless claims fell to 466,000 last week. Bob Willis writes this for Bloomberg, November the 25th, New News. The number of Americans filing claims for unemployment benefits fell last week to the lowest level since September of 2008, as the economic recovery encourages companies to fire fewer workers. Let's see this Tuesday, Wednesday. Let's see, it's Wednesday. Well, I had it in mind to fire 100 guys today, but, you know, Thanksgiving's right around the corner. Okay, let's fire 99 of them. Okay, that does the job. You know, this is a real tough time for a lot of people. I know that myself personally, I've been laid off a couple of times while I was working in the union on Thanksgiving, the eve of Thanksgiving. Somewhere around 3 o'clock this afternoon on construction sites all around America, the foreman, unfortunately, is going to be coming around with a pocket full of envelopes. And if he walks up to you, bad news. It's going to be a lousy holiday season for you. You're going to get a chance to take off from now until about January the 15th when the union hall will start replacing workers for the holiday season. Why is that? Well, union employers are usually very cautious about keeping their contract workers or construction workers on the job during the holidays so that they can avoid paying any of those holiday pay rates. So they just simply lay you off in a couple of days, sometimes a day or so, usually this afternoon, right about 3 o'clock. Right about 3 o'clock today, if I was still a superintendent on one of these jobs, I would be walking around the job site, sacking people left and right. Of course, it's okay for the worker. They can go file unemployment. And then they can take a couple of weeks off and enjoy the holy man, you know, merchant man's holy days. But it is rather dramatic to see them coming at you with a pink slip and a check. You know that your number has been called. But let's look about that. After slashing more than 7 million jobs, back to our article here, in the past 2 years, companies may have little margin to cut further without threatening their capacity to ramp up production as the economy recovers. I wouldn't worry about that too much. I don't imagine they're going to have to ramp up production anytime soon. The government may report next week that employers in November shed the fewest jobs in 20 months. Quote, "It's on an improving trend," close quote, said Julia Coronado, a senior economist at BNP Paribas in New York. Quote, "We're steadily seeing a trajectory towards smaller and smaller job losses." Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to get down to the point where overnight we're going to have the lowest job loss record on history when the very last American finds himself out of work. Then they will be able to report that they had zero job loss in America once again. Anyway, back to the article here. It says claims forecast. The jobless claims were estimated to decrease to 500,000 from 505,000 initially reported for the prior week. Yeah, big whopping drop there, isn't it? According to the median forecast of 43 economists in a Bloomberg News survey, estimates range somewhere between 460,000 to 512,000 people losing their jobs last week. The Labor Department released the data a day earlier than usual because of tomorrow's Thanksgiving holiday. Of course, if they were to report it at 5 o'clock p.m. on Thanksgiving, they would find that number spiking up dramatically. Last week's claims were the fewest since 459,000 in the week ended September the 13th of 2008. The report showed the four-week moving average of initial claims, a less volatile measure, dropped to 496,500. When I read these numbers, this is not statistics to me, people. I know what it's like to be unemployed. I also know what it's like to have to let somebody go. I know what it's like to let somebody go when you know that they've got a wife and a child at home. Maybe they've just told you a couple of weeks ago that they had a new boy or a new girl in the household. Maybe you were talking to them with the lunch pail and they were telling you about their other truck getting repossessed. Or that they were trying to move from place to place. Or maybe you talked to them 2 weeks ago over the lunch counter and you found out they just put a down payment on a new house and you knew that you were going to have to let them go in a couple of weeks. When I read these numbers, I'm not thinking about statistics. I'm thinking about people who are out of work. I hope you are too in this holiday season. Anyway, that's enough of the bad news for that. It's going to continue. It's a trend. Here's another one, rather interesting. Irish Christian Brothers pay $242 million to victims. This is out of Ireland. Ian Guider and Colm Heatley, Bloomberg. Ireland's Christian Brothers will pay 161 million euros or $242 million in compensation to child abuse victims in the wake of a report that led to a public outcry about abuse by religious orders in church and state-run institutions. The Christian Brothers will hand over $34 million in euros and transfer 127 million euros of land to the government. We'll be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we find ourselves back in the Masonic Monitor here briefly of the degrees of Entered Apprentice, Fellow Craft, and Master Mason. This was adopted by the Most Worshipful Grand Lodge Free and Accepted Masons of Arkansas on November the 16th, 1954. Just to, you know, keep us in the period, if you will. This is the second edition authorized by the Grand Lodge at the annual communication on December the 19th to the 20th, 1957, where we find under the Entered Apprentice here, the lamb. The lamb has in all ages been deemed an emblem of innocence. The lambskin, not to be confused with condoms, the lambskin, that's that little apron that the boys wear in the lodges, you know, those folded over aprons that they wear around their waist. George Washington had one. The lambskin is therefore to remind you of that purity of life and conduct, which is... turning the pages carefully, is so essentially necessary to your gaining admission to the central lodge above, where the supreme architect of the universe presides. Back to the supreme architect of the universe, it's the Irish Christian brothers, a bunch of Oh, my goodness. Well, I will just skip all of my own invectives and just let the article speak for itself. The Christian Brothers, again, will hand over 34 million euros and transfer 127 million euros of land to the government, it said in a statement today. The land consists of school playing fields, giving up all of their pedophile zones, and the payment represents about 67% of the order's total assets, it said. The so-called Ryan Report, published in May, detailed decades of beatings and rapes at orphanages, schools, and hospitals, and said church authorities covered up the abuse. Thousands of people marched through Dublin a month later in solidarity with victims, and President Mary McAleese, no relation to the other Mary, said that the abusers should face criminal charges. Boy, should they. Here's a quote. We understand and regret that nothing we say or do can turn back the clock for those affected by abuse, close quote, the Christian Brothers' statement said. Quote, our fervent hope is that the initiatives now proposed will assist in the provision of support services to former residents of the institutions. Of course, money and land will never heal their minds or their wounds inflicted. Political leaders, including Prime Minister Brian Cohen, asked the orders to contribute extra money to a fund and to, after the report and the government set up a panel to study assets of religious orders. Outraged? Should be. So is the church. The Roman Catholic Church has been rocked in recent years by abuse scandals, my friends. It's not recent years. I remember back in the 80s where they were being rocked by scandals of abuse, homosexuality amongst the priests, the Vatican II time period. Pope Benedict Arnold the 16th, well, actually it's just Pope Benedict, I used to be a brown shirt, Arnold the 16th said last year he was outraged by the sex abuse scandals. Yeah, I guess he would. He was probably also outraged at the media coverage. He was probably outraged that the courts would even consider discussing it. But nevertheless, a report on how church authorities in Dublin dealt with allegations of sexual abuse of children by priests between 1975 and 2004 is scheduled to be published this week. The report, compiled by a government-appointed commission, deals with a sample of 46 priests in the Dublin, Ireland diocese. Some details from the report were published in an Irish newspaper this week, prompting reaction from support groups who said victims of abuse had to read piecemeal accounts of their horrific experiences. Quote, we call on the church hierarchy to pay the Dublin victims full and proper recompense without the excessive legal wrangling that has been a feature of these scandals, close quote, the Irish Survivors of Child Abuse group said in a statement yesterday. And finally, quote, the church has a supreme moral responsibilities to the victims to start a restorative process now. Well, there you go. Across the pond. Out of sight, out of mind, as they sometimes say. Before we go into some words from Benjamin Bernanke, let's give you another one of these Jewish fellows. This one, long time ago, Bernard Baruch and FDR. This is out of A Portrait of a Citizen, Bernard Baruch by W.L. White, published many years ago in the 50s. I think the copy that I have here was copyrighted in 1950, yes, by W.L. White. We're on page 86. We start in 87. Again in Europe, quote, war is coming very soon, close quote. Churchill told him, that would be Baruch, Bernard Baruch. Quote, we will be in it and you, meaning the U.S., will be in it as well. You, meaning Baruch, will be running the show over there, but I, Churchill added plaintively, will be on the sidelines over here. In part, he was right, for Munich was not a year ahead, and Baruch returned to warn of adamantine German nationalism and to preach a two-ocean navy, stockpiles of strategic materials, air power, and tanks. His old friend, that would be Baruch's old friend, Louis Johnson, Assistant Secretary of War, was gloomy, quote, Do you know that we have no machinery for making smokeless powder, close quote, question mark? Why don't you buy some, Baruch said. We have no appropriations, Louis Johnson said. How much would the machinery cost, Baruch said. $3 million, Johnson said. Baruch replied, go ahead and buy it. Tell the manufacturers I'll pay for it. Bernard Baruch, my friends. Bernard Baruch. He was making a durable goods order at that point. Continuing here, he says, yet somehow, without Baruch, Johnson got the money. Although America was then in the mood to believe she could stay aloof from Europe by passing the Pittman Neutrality Bill, which embodied the cash-and-carry principle, Baruch dubiously felt that these laws may or may not keep us from actual fighting, since, quote, what this act really does is to transfer from Congress to the President the right to take steps that might lead to war. You see, I think that was followed by Jorge Bush, was it not? Read in the news this morning that Barry the Usurper is going to come up with his final solution for Afghanistan as well. Continuing, our best protection, the quote from Baruch, our best protection lay in the fact that, quote, this administration is building our Navy to its greatest strength. It has accumulated an unprecedented war chest in gold. See, something was happening there under Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Our country was building up its Navy to its greatest strength. That's ships. That goes back to our discussion in the news here about the military-industrial complex and durable goods and buying and building things. It takes a lot of iron and steel and other things to build a battleship. Continuing, it has accumulated again an unprecedented war chest in gold. It is in the process of withdrawing from the terribly dangerous salient of the Philippine Islands. In 1938, he was still in the White House doghouse. That's Baruch. Not on good terms with FDR. The president, angry because his court-packing bill had failed the Senate, attempted to purge those Democrats, largely Southern, who had opposed him. When his purge backfired, the happy hot dogs whispered that it was Baruch and other reactionaries who had helped finance these rebels. Yet, because printing press money and pumps priming had failed to bring prosperity, the market had dived, unemployment had swelled, Baruch was now listened to most respectfully by the Senate committee to investigate unemployment and relief. While loyal Hugh Johnson, now a columnist, crisply observing that his old chief's, quote, effectiveness as a practical economist is suggested by his own magnificent solvency. In other words, Baruch. Bernard Baruch was a very wealthy man, son of a Jewish doctor who had then gone on to New York and became extremely successful as a speculator on Wall Street. And closing here from Bernard Baruch, he talks about the laws of diminishing returns. If you weigh a horse too heavily in a handicap and he will break down, man is like any other animal. If you place too great a burden on him, he will not work. And then with great earnestness, he replied, I have too much pride as a workman in anything that I may do or say to make here a prejudiced statement. I would like to say to have the future justify me, and I think the future will. But his very curious man, he says, is like any other animal. If you place too great a burden on him, he will not work. As we say about socialism and globalism in general, right here on this broadcast, this concept of robbing Peter to pay Paul has come to its end. Talk about that more on the other side of this break. Of course, your calls are welcome.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
Now they're bleaching breads to look like multigrain, so you have to brown.
Get your ugly white ass out of here.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
And of course, when Bernard Baruch refers to man as an animal, a beast of burden, when you put too heavy a burden on the back of a man, and that could be understood as taxation or other forms of aggressive government intrusion, that eventually the man is just going to stop working. The whole idea of robbing Peter to pay Paul, eventually Peter is going to become disheartened. Eventually Peter is going to lose his desire to continue being pillaged by Paul. Eventually Peter will go broke. And when Peter goes broke, then parasitic Paul is going to perish right along with him. That's the untold story about the socialist model. Of course, there's always an unseen hand in that picture as well. Back to, well, off to another part of this. We talked about the Federal Reserve. Of course, next Wednesday, I'm going to have Robert McDonald and Robert Rowan on. We're going to discuss their new book, They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency. So I've been doing my homework, going in and studying everything I can, things that I can verify about the Federal Reserve banking system, central banking systems, budgeting, money, etc. Of course, we've been doing a long series on economics, Economics 101 here on this broadcast. No, this is not an economics broadcast. I'm not an economist. I don't make any forecasts or predictions. I'm not here to sell you gold or silver or advise you to do so. I just bring it to your attention. This is the no-spin zone. But continuing here, this article by Craig Torres gives us a little window into what's going down with the Federal Reserve. Fed Reserve policymakers said, for the first time, that their decision to cut interest rates to zero may be fueling undue financial market speculation, even as they called the dollar's decline, quote-unquote, orderly. Orderly. Okay? But again, what's that got to do with the price of cheese in Switzerland? Well, I can tell you, November the 22nd, the anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the teabaggers, the F, and the Fed people had held rallies at the Federal Reserve banks all around America. And the Fed, they chant, walk up and down on sidewalks in front of an empty building trying to bring down the walls of an institution with bullhorns. Of course, that's not going to be ultimately successful. But when we think about ending the Fed, some people have no idea what the Fed even does or anything about its history. So I'm hoping that at least our audience will be more intelligent than that and not to be led astray with every wind of doctrine. But continuing from this article, the Federal Open Market Committee said its policy of keeping rates low might cause, quote-unquote, excessive risk-taking or, quote-unquote, an unanchoring of inflation expectations, close quote, according to the minutes of its November the 3rd to 4th meeting released yesterday. Central bankers also said further dollar depreciation that might, quote, put significant upward pressure on inflation would bear close watching, close quote. And instantly the markets reacted, and we're seeing that today. But again, as you go through an article like this, if you're reading on Bloomberg, as this article appears, or other places, and you read something like the Federal Open Market Committee, you just read right across it in America these days, and you never inquire into it. Remember, words have meanings. Their meanings are important, and their usage is important as well. So in these first two opening sentences, we've come up with all kinds of stuff that I don't understand. Just, it's not part of my common daily verbiage. It's not in the vernacular, if you will. But these are things that are happening behind the scene that open up a bigger window. And when we talk about ending the Fed, it would be kind of good to know what the Fed does and what it can do and what it can't do and what its purpose was intended to do. But we're going to see as we study the Federal Reserve today that a lot of what has just been stated in these first two sentences of this article point all the way back to the very beginning. And that we hear the same claptrap coming time after time after time from the Federal Reserve people and Congress whores and the media, the same stuff over and over and over again. And the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And that's the way it's been. The dollar weakened as investors wagered the central bank will tolerate further declines in a currency, we'll talk about that in a moment, that has slid more than 6% against the yen in 3 months. It would be the Japanese yen. Policymakers are wary of fueling a third asset price bubble in about a decade as they hold the benchmark interest rate near a record low, that's 0.25% by the way, to revive growth, economists said. Financial markets, another quote, have been doing much better than people might have expected, close quote, said Marvin Goodfriend, a former policy advisor at the Richmond Fed, some kind of a good friend he would make, who is now a professor at Carnegie Mellon University, Carnegie's, the Mellon's University in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Dorothy, no, that would be Pennsylvania, quote, the Fed is saying to the markets, quote, don't overdo it, close quote, said, no, Fed Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, 55, will face lawmaker scrutiny when he appears on December 3rd before the Senate Banking Committee for a hearing on his nomination to a second term. Lots in this article. Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, 55, facing lawmaker scrutiny on December the 3rd. I hope you'll be watching for that, maybe on C-SPAN. Senator Christopher Dodd, of course, you know Senator Christopher Dodd is being challenged by Peter Schiff. The committee's chairman, the Senate Banking Committee chairman, Senator Christopher Dodd, and a Connecticut Democrat being challenged by a Republican candidate first timer in political office, Peter Schiff, son of Erwin Schiff, now in prison for income tax issues. Again, Senator Christopher Dodd has blamed the Fed for lax supervision that led to a credit-fueled housing bubble. The bust in home prices, along with borrower defaults, led to the worst recession since the Great Depression. Led to the worst recession since the Great Depression? Or is this the second Great Depression? Will this be a greater depression, Senator Dodd, I ask. Fueling speculation, last week, policymakers in China and Japan said low U.S. interest rates are fueling surging prices of commodities as well as financial assets in emerging markets also. That's what they said in China and Japan. Something like that in English. The decline of the dollar and decisions in the U.S. not to raise interest rates have caused, quote-unquote, huge speculation in foreign exchange trading and global asset prices. Liu Mingkang, chairman of the China Banking Regulatory Commission, said on November the 15th. Well, thank you, Liu. Gold prices, again, touched an all-time high of $1,174 an ounce in New York on November 23rd. They just threw that in. The dollar weakened to the lowest level versus the yen in a month after the minutes were released yesterday. I guess the Japanese didn't like what they heard. Excessive risk-taking. Fed policymakers at their meeting this month repeated their commitment to keep the benchmark interest rate exceptionally low. You see, they can influence interest rates, and especially the benchmark interest rate. You go to the bank, you look at your savings deposits, your time deposits, and they go, it's the benchmark rate plus four or something. Cost plus. That's how you get your absolutely no interest return on your savings, your passbook savings, for an extended period. They didn't define the extended period, though. In their discussion of asset prices, they said the likelihood of excessive risk-taking was relatively low. Even so, officials introduced topics that they traditionally avoid, said Lou Crandall, chief economist at Wrightson. All these economists. Asset values, quote, can be considered some of the additional factors that would influence their outlook for inflation and growth. It goes on, talks about more stuff. Here's another quote. Most participants now viewed the risks to the growth forecast as being roughly balanced rather than tilted to the downside, but uncertainty surrounding these forecasts was still viewed as quite elevated. Uncertainty. Concern. Flight to safety, the minute said. Among the risk policymakers considered was a jobless recovery. You're going to continue to hear that. This idea about a jobless recovery. Quote, most members projected that over the next couple of years, the unemployment rate would remain quite elevated and the level of inflation would remain below rates consistent over the long run with the Federal Reserve's objectives, the minutes said. And our minutes say, we're about to go into a break for the top of the hour. Station identification, will be back in 2 minutes with hour number two. We're going to get into the Federal Reserve in the second hour, a little deeper than some might. Stay with us.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, November the 25th, 2009, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. We will be coming to you live tomorrow as well as Friday, so do join us then as well. Let's go back in. Well, before I do, let me just say this about Thanksgiving. And those butterball turkeys, there are a lot of people that worship their belly gods at this time of the year, and I don't blame them. But, of course, obesity is one of those things in the United States. It seems to be one of the most enjoyable things to do to our bodies, I guess, is to stuff things in our face and then dump them into the toilet when we're done with them. But, nevertheless, I would advise you to be very careful about these butterball turkeys and these other great big turkeys that you see at the store. Here in southwest Missouri, this is kind of like the world capital, and certainly northwest Arkansas, of the Tyson Foods and some of the others. The whole confined animal feeding operation system around here is quite well entrenched, but certainly if you've ever seen turkeys raised in confinement, you know the condition, the plight that they live in, the sanitation condition that they live in, and they're really very young birds when you're looking at those turkeys. Those aren't the kind of turkeys that a farmer would have around for a year, picking at bugs and seeds in the yard and kicking through the dung behind the cattle. That's a whole other story. Those kind of turkeys might be fun to sit down to eat, and they're not the wild turkeys that we shoot here in the woods in Missouri either. Now, these turkeys are actually kept in big enclosures, if you will, roofed over the top, fans blowing all summer long. And they're not force-fed, but because there's so many of them in there, that when the grains start to come down through the chutes and are provided for them to eat, it's a feeding frenzy. And so these butterballs are so filled with hot feed, so chemically added, and so many of these very antibiotics and other things, that they're almost nuclear. So you eat them at your own risk, and I hope you enjoy them. Stick with the generous helping of pumpkin pie, especially if you made pumpkin pie instead of making jack-o'-lanterns out of your pumpkins. But back to the article here out of the Fed. Fed officials trimmed their forecast for the U.S. jobless rate in 2010 and 2011. The minutes showed. Isn't it nice? They trimmed their forecasts for the U.S. jobless rate in 2010 and 2011. You know, to these people, it's all just statistics. They don't see the young husband sitting there on the couch with his head in his hand and the wife sitting beside him, two children on the floor in front of him. They don't have anything to eat for Thanksgiving and no job and no prospect of employment, and they're about to have their home foreclosed. They lost the car a week ago. Happy Thanksgiving. The U.S. economy lost 7.3 million jobs since the recession began in December of 2007. The unemployment rate rose last month to a 26-year high of 10.2%. U.S. payrolls shrank by 190,000 jobs last month, and the average work week is held at a record low. AOL, the Internet unit being spun off from Time Warner, Inc., plans to cut as many as 2,300 staff, or about one-third of its workforce over the next several months. Aetna, Inc., the third largest U.S. health producer or health insurer, said on November the 18th it's cutting about 625 positions and plans to eliminate a similar amount next year to cope with the recession and the potential effects of the U.S. health overhaul. More job losses, and the losses will continue. Let's go into the Federal Reserve just a little bit. Just an overview, everything in the same time period here today in front of us, anywhere from the early 1920s all the way up to the 1950s, thereabouts. This out of the D.C. Heath Principles of Economics, once again, our Economics 101 textbook. We find in chapter 21, titled Our Central Banking System, these words, which we'll get into right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
You heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle. Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, November the 25th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, the official website of this broadcasting network, where you can find all of the archives to Become Vocal Local on the left-hand side. Just click on Show Archives, scroll down through the list until you get to Become Vocal Local, click on it, and play it quietly in the background while you have your guests over for the big feast. They might learn something while they're chowing down. Here's right again out of our D.C. Heath's textbook, Principles of Economics 101, Economics 101, college text in 1953, titled section title, chapter 21, our central banking system. Chapter 21, agenda 21. Oh my, these numbers, numerology. One of the first acts, the authors write, of the United States government after its founding was to establish a federal bank. This bank, called the First Bank of the United States, was chartered in 1791 for a life of 20 years. It was a nationwide bank located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, with branches in the leading cities of the country. Although the bank can be characterized as relatively successful, its charter, for several reasons, was not renewed when it expired in 1811. Of course, Alexander Hamilton had expired with a cap and a ball earlier than that when he dueled with Aaron Burr, who was a better shot. For several reasons, it was not renewed when it expired in 1811. It was felt that the Constitution did not allow for a federal bank. People distrusted paper money, which the bank had issued. The bank displaced state banks. And finally, much of the bank stock was owned by foreigners. Isn't that a frank statement in a college textbook? In the 50s. However, only a few years later, in 1816, a 5 years period there, the Second Bank of the United States was chartered again for 20 years. The chaotic banking and currency conditions resulting from the failure to renew the charter of the First Bank made imperative the creation of the Second Bank. Chaotic banking and currency conditions. This is a repeating theme. The new bank was as successful as its predecessor and quickly corrected the poor monetary conditions that had existed from 1811 to 1816. However, when its charter expired in 1836, the Second Bank was discontinued for the same reasons that the First Bank had been allowed to expire. I guess the propaganda wasn't working with the people. They still distrusted paper money. Continuing, besides, state bankers fought its renewal. Certain debtor and speculator groups opposed a central bank, and Andrew Jackson, a state's writer, won the presidential election of 1832 with opposition to the bank as part of his political platform. President Jackson allowed the bank to die at the expiration of its charter. Of course, it was followed then by a depression, recession, downturn in the economy. The period from 1836 to 1863, when the National Banking Act was passed, has been characterized by economic historians as a period of wildcat banking. In the absence of a federal banking system, banks were subject to the laws of the state in which they operated. Some regulations were quite rigid, but others were ineffective. Paper money could be issued by banks in each of the states. State laws regulated the conditions of issuance with practically no uniformity in the monetary money issued. There were literally hundreds of different types of money in circulation. The paper money of one state was rarely acceptable in another. Consequently, when a New York businessman wanted to engage in a business transaction with a person in Pennsylvania, he had to exchange his money for that which would be accepted by the Pennsylvanian. This is the idea of foreign exchange and foreign exchange rates. The need for a centralized banking system became even more evident than it had been before. And then it continues, and it goes into the National Banking Act and so on and so forth, and begins to teach on the Federal Reserve and our central banking system, unique as it is on the planet. I'll set that aside for a moment. Jump over to a 1950 textbook. This one, Everyday Problems in Economics by Wood Simons. Another hardbound edition right out of my library, where we find in key points in Unit 2 these words written. Number 1, money defined. In a restricted sense, money includes only coins, government currency, and bank notes, which pass freely from hand to hand and are acceptable as a medium of exchange. Money includes any commodity which passes from one person to another in making exchanges. The Federal Reserve note might be considered a commodity in that it is a product in international commerce. It's made out of paper. There are two distinct kinds of money in circulation in the United States, metallic and paper, again being written in 1950. Metallic and paper. Metallic money includes silver dollars. You see, they were still silver dollars. And subsidiary coins, also called token money. Today we have no silver dollars in circulation. All we have are tokens, like bus tokens or slugs. Since the passing of the Gold Reserve Act in 1934, gold coins have been withdrawn from circulation also. Paper money. Paper money includes banknotes, which are in three different forms: Federal Reserve notes, Federal Reserve bank notes, and national bank notes. Greenbacks, you know, you hear about it all the time in the news these days, they're calling this fiat monetary system greenbacks. No. Greenbacks, which are going out of circulation as they are being gradually retired. And Treasury notes of 1890 called Sherman notes, which are also being retired, and silver certificates. Gold certificates do not circulate at the present time, except between the Federal Reserve and the United States. And they're going from the United States to the Federal Reserve, of course. And that was then. This is now. Fundamental monetary concepts include a monetary system, coinage, legal tender, bimetallism, Gresham's Law, and the value of money. In the United States, the dollar was established as the monetary unit of our national currency by the Mint Act of 1792. All of this and other things we'll talk about with Ron McDonald and Robert Rowan on Wednesday, next Wednesday, the December the 2nd, when we discuss their book, They Own It All, Including You. But it's important to understand the Mint Act of 1792, maybe between now and then. You could Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, or web ferret it up on your browser and look at a copy, get a copy down for yourself. The value of commodities is measured by a definite unit. Today, the dollar is used as a standard in terms of which the value of various commodities can be expressed. Gold, silver, platinum, palladium, crude oil, etc. Hog bellies, wheat futures. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
This is the greatest show on radio because Paya is on the show.
I know.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
Laying down a deeper foundation for our understanding of the Federal Reserve banking system here in the old United States of America with a K. Go into it a little deeper here, just out of the textbook, simple stuff. Just general ideas, laying down the language of economics in this regard. By a monetary system, the standard money, the value of a commodity is measured by a definite unit. Today, the dollar is used as a standard in terms of which the values of various commodities can be expressed, as we said. Gold, silver, hog bellies, crude oil, etc. The standard money of a country depends on the monetary system adopted. Standard money is given value by the metal from which it is made. Standard money. The standard money of a country depends upon the monetary system adopted. Standard money is given value by the metal from which it is made. Gold is a precious metal greatly desired by great numbers of people. When a country adopts a gold standard, gold gives value to the standard of money. By a monetary system, we mean the method adopted by the people of a community or country for the exchange of goods. Coinage refers only to metallic money. Legal tender is money which must be accepted by a creditor when offered to him by a debtor. You're the debtor, they're the creditor. In 1933, Congress granted legal tender power to all coins and currencies in the United States, including Federal Reserve notes and national bank notes. The term lawful money may be used also when speaking of legal tender, as the two terms are interchangeable in meaning. I've drawn this out for you before. This is kind of a review. But is that the case? Lawful money and legal tender, are they interchangeable? Or must they be interchangeable post-1933 when Congress granted legal tender power to all coins and currencies, including the Federal Reserve note? Question to you. The term bimetallism is used when a country has two metals which are coined freely in relation to each other, as in gold and silver. And then it goes on. Gresham's law states that when two metals of unequal value are minted, the one with the greatest intrinsic value will be withheld from circulation, while the one of less value will be used for paying debts. That is, the bad money drives out the good. So whenever we're talking about money in this context, we're talking about gold and silver and those currencies that are denominated in it, backed by it. By the value of money, we mean the quantity of goods money will exchange at a given exchange for at a given price level. That is, the value of any dollar is measured by the amount of goods or services it will exchange for at any time or place. Time and place are adding utility, by the way. For example, when prices are high, the economists say money is cheap. The work performed by money makes it possible for an easy exchange of goods that are produced in one section of the country and sold in another section. perhaps miles different from the production center, or we might say anywhere on the planet. Money is also a measure of value of a good or service. The barter method proved unsatisfactory even to the simple life of American Indians. Money has another use as an aid in transactions involving deferred payments. A farmer may borrow money from a bank to buy seed for planting his crop, also for producing and harvesting the crop. At the end of the season, when the crop is harvested and sold, the farmer pays back to the banker the money he had borrowed, together with interest charged by the banker, or usury, for his money during the time of deferred payments. Many people, especially the more thrifty, save a part of their income, if possible, to be used in some future emergency or as a means of support when retiring from active life. You see, at this time, people still were saving money rather than counting on Uncle Suck to provide social security. This savings is accomplished in terms of money. Certain forms of currency may be kept in some safe place, such as a safety box, a service provided by a bank, or savings may be kept in a savings account in a bank providing such a service, time deposits, etc. Then it goes on in the Banks and Banking, Unit 3, A History of the American Banking System. The banking system of the United States was an outgrowth of a definite need. Under the Constitution, Congress is given the power to coin money and regulate its value. In general principles, banks throughout the world are similar, but each country modifies the system to meet its own needs. You see, even at this time, the author points to the Constitution with one hand, immediately changes the topic, and talks about banking, which is not in the Constitution. Anyway, let's fast forward a little bit. Want to get as much ground covered as we can. Organization and functions of the Federal Reserve System. At the head of the Federal Reserve System since 1935, and I should start up earlier, the Federal Reserve System, the national banking system, had some outstanding defects, and we mentioned that in the previous segments. Perhaps the most important of these was the lack of elasticity of currency, and you'll hear it over and over again when we discuss the Federal Reserve System, the lack of elasticity of the currency. It's like a rubber dollar. How far can you stretch this one? I know how to wring mine out to make the eagle grin, as they say. To illustrate, when crops were being planted or harvested in rural districts, it frequently occurred that loans needed by farmers could not be secured from the banks to the extent necessary. And this was because the banks were short of funds, and there was no method by which they could expand their cash until loans they had previously made became due and were paid. Moreover, when taxes were being paid, there was a considerable money withdrawn from the banks for the payment to the United States Treasury. Of course, those taxes came in with the Federal Reserve as well. Handy, isn't it? Controlling the dialogue. It was for the purpose of remedying this inelasticity of currency that the Federal Reserve System was proposed. The system was put into operation in 1914. It was also hoped at the time that the system would assist in at least lessening the severity of depressions, since currency and credit could be regulated somewhat. It was also recognized that it was a step toward regional centralization of banking organizations. Now we're going to step into something a little more heady. Not too much, but just starting out from the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, this article written prior to World War II. It starts out this way in regards to the Federal Reserve System. It says the Federal Reserve System is the customary designation of the present system of central cooperative banking in the United States. And if you look at the same time, go to the Goss Plan. Vicki has done a Google search on that, and it does come up. There are things that you can find out about it, but just type in G-O-S-P-L-A-N, Goss Plan, and you will see that this idea of central cooperative banking was well underway in Mother Russia in the wake of the Mensheviki and Bolsheviki revolution and overthrow of the governments there. And so we brought it into the United States, because after all, Russia has been nothing more than a proving ground for the United States, in my opinion. It includes the Federal Reserve Board at Washington, a central body of supervision and control, 12 Federal Reserve banks, which at the end of 1930 had 25 domestic branches, one domestic agency, and one foreign agency in Havana, Cuba. Did you know that? One domestic agency and one foreign agency. So we had branches, and then we had a foreign agency in Havana, and a large number of member banks. At the end of 1930, the membership of the system comprised 7,033 national banks and 1,019 state chartered banks and trust companies. Pick it up right there on the other side. Federal Reserve.
Always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And returning once again to our article, Federal Reserve System, found in the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences. It's published in 1930. We're talking about an author here writing for this particular set of encyclopedias with firsthand knowledge. This isn't something like Edward Griffin's The Creature from Jekyll Island, Looking Backwards. This article was written by H. Parker Willis, and Mr. Willis was a very scholarly fellow. He wrote well here in these articles, and there are several other articles scattered throughout the encyclopedias that demonstrate his comprehensive knowledge of central banking and all things economic, if you will. Maybe you've wondered why we have in the, the lady justice there, that blind ISIS that holds up the little balance scales in her, got the billfold, you know, the blindfold over her eyes. But what are in those two pans? What are in those two little pans on that balance scale? All on one side is the law, of course. On the other side is gold. Something that they just really don't want to tell you, but all of the court systems are based on this idea of gold. Not on funny money, not on paper money. They want the gold, and they got the law. And so this is what happened, basically. But during the late 80s, that would be the 1880s, again, this author most likely was alive and teaching at that time. During the late 80s, inelasticity of the currency, you see, this becomes a recurring theme. It's in quotations, the inelasticity of the currency became a standard criticism of the system of national banks and national bank notes, since inelasticity was usually traced to the high price of government bonds. Of course, we give you the bond figures every day. Today, the two-year bond is at 0.73%, the 10-year at 3.31%, and the 30-year is at 4.26%, but due to the high price of government bonds, which the banks were required by law to buy. Now you know who's buying this stuff. The banks, required by law, they have to take this toxic trash from the usurper's administration before receiving their supplies of note currency. The restoration of a quote-unquote asset currency was increasingly urged as a remedy. It goes on and it talks about the panic of 1893. But it closes out in this way. In order to overcome objections to a pure asset plan, the demand for asset currency was converted by some propagandists into a call for quote-unquote emergency currency. You have nothing to fear but fear itself. And then it goes on and it talks about FDR asking Congress to give him broad sweeping powers for that time of emergency, as if we were at war. A war with the economy. He was at war, all right, and he won. He was able to take away all of the gold and all of the property and the product of your labor from the American people in one sweeping stroke of his pen. Among the projects of reform best known as the Baltimore Plan, and then it goes on through the brought about by the American Bankers Association. And of course, that was their autumn meeting of 1893. The American Bankers Association, just follow it with me, if you will. First, you had the wealthy interests, and they created the American Bankers Association. The American Bankers Association turned around and created the American Bar Association. The American Bar Association, supported by the American Bankers Association. You see, we've got those two pans in this, you know, lady, what is it, justice's hands. Excuse me. In one hand, we've got the law. In the other hand, we've got the gold. The American Bankers Association creating the American Bar Association. The American Bar Association then created the Uniform Law Commission. The Uniform Law Commission was created to do end runs around constitutions, both federal and state. They then began on this venture of coming up with model codes and model acts, which could be introduced in legislatures all across America simultaneously. In order to make that happen, they created the legislative bill drafting agencies, which you can find in all of your state capitals and in the Fed. The legislative bill drafting agencies write these things so that they all harmonize. The great diadem in the Uniform Law Commission's list of accomplishments is, of course, the creation of the Uniform Commercial Code, which brings us all into commerce. The Uniform Law Commission and their legislative bill drafting agencies then added another feature, the International Uniform Law Commission, the international courts, international law. We're going to hear about admiralty law and maritime law. We'll hear about jus civilis, the lex mercatoria, and all of that with our guests next Wednesday, just to give you a background on all of that. But the experience of continuing down the panic of 1907 broke out the closing of various financial institutions. How many have we closed this year? Hundreds? over 100, more than that, when it'll go 1,000, 1,200, 1,500, which might have been saved had there been a suitable provision for credit currency, emphasized the banking and credit breakdown as an important factor in the crisis. You see, all of this was supposed to support and was preliminary to the creation of the Federal Reserve, but yet we see that after 100 years of experience, they're still unable to solve the problems. That only tells us that someone else is creating the problems, and what we see in the news is simply the synthesis inside the Hegelian dialectic of thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. But again, the experience of 1907 made obvious the necessity of some thoroughgoing treatment of the banking problem and broadened the popular issue from currency reform to banking reform. Oh, yeah, we're going to have to reinvent capitalism, and we're going to need to trade in carbon credits instead of funny money. We'll have funny carbon credit instead of funny money. There was a recognition wider than ever before of the necessity of welding the banking system into a unit and of finding some acceptable way of protecting the gold reserves of the country through money market safeguards. Didn't they do a wonderful job of protecting the gold reserves of the country? Where is the gold of the country? How much of it is tungsten? It was becoming obvious that these objects could be attained only through the mechanism of central banking, which had been so long desired and so unpopular politically in the United States. So long desired and so unpopular politically. The younger school of economists, remember we talked about Ashley, we talked about the Fabian socialists coming into this country, we talked about the early economists, the philosophical radicals coming into this country, Ashley being one of them, teaching at Harvard. The younger school of economists had been urging a return to central banking for some years. The practical applications of this general principle had been developed in academic discussion as well in proposed bills, some of which were later introduced in Congress. Of course, you've got Lawrence Summers involved in all of this, Harvard, teaching at Harvard, and others. Certainly that. The panic of 1907 also forced upon Congress the necessity of immediate action, the result which was the Aldrich Vreeland Act of 1908. Senator Aldrich, the creature from Jekyll Island, Nelson, would it be? The stress of war conditions in 1914, wasn't it interesting that they brought in a war to solidify all of this? The stress of war conditions in 1914, perhaps its most important feature was the creation of the National Monetary Commission. Then we get into European central banks, staffs of experts. Experts say. In January 1911, remember 1811 to 1911, 1811 was when the first bank expired. In January 1911, Senator Aldrich, the chairman of the commission, that would be the National Monetary Commission, submitted to it a bill which was comparatively unimportant, with comparatively unimportant modifications, was incorporated in the report of the commissions on January of 1912 and later introduced in the Senate. The Aldrich bill called for the establishment of a central banking organization with 15 branches equipped to receive deposits from the government and member banks, to rediscount for banks and bankers, and to issue notes which would form a lawful part of bank reserves. Lawful part made by law, notes. Lawful part of bank reserves. The bill never reached a committee consideration for the political composition of Congress having changed from Republican to Democrat. Left, right, left, right. The ruling party in the House, you see, that's the purpose of the political parties, to gain proximity to or complete and total control of government. The ruling party in the House began preparation of a new and different banking measure. See how it stays the same? Doesn't matter which party's in there. It's a controlled opposition group. The new bill, afterwards known as the Federal Reserve Act, was begun in March of 1912, reached its first draft in November the same year, and was accepted at Christmas, subject to a few changes by the then president-elect Woodrow, making the world safe for democracy, Wilson. During the winter of 1912 and 1913, it went through a series of hearings before the Legislative Subcommittee of the House Banking and Currency Committee. It was taken up in special session of Congress called by President Wilson after his accession to office. Be right back. There's more to come.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
The Intel Strike Report.
And I just wanted to thank you for everything that you guys are doing to help people understand what's going on in this world.
You know what? You guys, thank you for what you do, and keep doing it.
We've returned once again, and yes, indeed, it is always possible on this broadcast to blow through 2 hours so fast it feels like riding a dragster in a quarter-mile stretch. But anyway, back to our discussion here, and before we continue and close out this section for today, I'll just simply say this as well. I will be back on Friday. We'll be back tomorrow morning with Vicki Davis. We'll go in through her research again. Always enjoy those visits. I hope you do as well. But I'll be back on Friday, and we're going to continue chasing this dog down the trail for a couple of more days, certainly through most of next week as well. But if we can understand and wrap our mind around this idea that as we study the Federal Reserve banking system, we're going to discover that we have in this country both monetary policy and we have fiscal policy. Monetary policy is what the bank can do, what the Fed does. Fiscal policy is what the legislatures do, what's what Congress does in your states and in the federal system as well. So there's two parts to this puzzle. And so when people come out and, you know, end the Fed and all that, we need to understand how the Federal Reserve System came into existence. We need to understand all of the forces that are laying behind the system, how absolutely important it is and vital it is to our nation's economy to have a system of banking, like it or hate it, and where we fit in on the global scale as well, like it or hate it. But there's a lot more to the study, this story, than just simply yanking out the Federal Reserve as if it was some defective tooth. It's not. If we look at this problem correctly and understand the established two-party political system as being the facilitator, the change agent that brings all of this on us and at us, and as we're going to hear in a moment, even in the middle of the night prior to a Christmas break, Congress can change everything. It's going to be up to us to replace this system. That means we're going to have to abolish the established two-party political system, which keeps our House divided. That we can do, beginning right in the local voting precinct, and we each and individually can do that for those who are qualified to do so by becoming your county committee man and county committee women. In each of the various voting precincts, there's over 177,000 of them in the country, 177,000 plus of them in the country, scattered across all of the 3,066 counties. But in that way, the established two-party political system, in other words, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, which are both corporations with bylaws, they're made up of all of these county committee men and county committee women. Those are the members of the parties, not you, the voter. This is the same kind of confusion in the minds of the masses that would think that somebody that works at a turret lathe making $60,000 a year is in the middle class, far from it. Middle class have been known for centuries as the entrepreneurs, not the wage earners, not the serfs in the field, not the laborers. Even if you're laboring with a white shirt, a collar, and a tie, no, you're still a wage earner. You're not in the middle class, you're in the labor. If you can be unionized, if you have been unionized, you're labor unions. Okay, big difference in all of this. But there are things that we can do, and we can do it politically, and we can start, and we must start now. We wasted a lot of time, the bullhorn boy chasing after 9/11. It's time to correct the system. The system is bringing us down rapidly. All right, back to this, Federal Reserve banking. Federal Reserve banking is just a part of the problem. It's another one of these very, very serious symptoms of a much greater illness. Anyway, let's cure the disease, and we can get rid of the Federal Reserve banking system in the process. Dropping down again, it was all taken up in the special session of Congress called by President Wilson after his accession to office, officially presented to his newly appointed Banking and Currency Committee of the House in May, passed by the House on September the 18th, and in considerably modified form by the Senate on December the 19th, put through a conference committee which virtually restored the bill to the form it was in when it left the House, and it finally was put on the statute books on December the 23rd of 1913. Yeah, it started down in Jekyll Island. But the bankers weren't going to be able to do it until they could compromise Congress. And that's the problem. Dropping down further, the Federal Reserve Act sought to reconstruct the entire banking system of the United States by superimposing upon existing banks a new system of organization, a new system, Gosplan, Sovietization of America, right here. To the board, which in some circles was regarded as the quote-unquote Supreme Court of Finance, was committed the large power of making inclusive rules and regulations for the conduct of the system. You have both monetary policy and fiscal policy. Congress set the fiscal policy by creating the Federal Reserve Act. The banks set the monetary policy. They run the bank. They're the Supreme Court of Finance. Again, the balance scales of justice. In one pan is the gold, in the other is the law. You've got the lawyers embedded within the entire system. Can you name five congressmen who aren't lawyers? Besides Dr. Paul, we all know he's a gynecologist, if that helps. probably why he's been loyal to his wife for so long. But anyway, going into this a little further, the new reserve banks were to receive within a period of 3 years the reserves of the national banks. I'm skipping a lot here. This is a lengthy article and just one of many that we could bring in on this topic. And I would encourage you to go into your browsers or your public libraries or something and find out more about both the topic of economics, the subject, the profession of economics, and also find out more about banking and the Federal Reserve System and central banking in general. If we're going to be at all successful, if we're going to be that replacement set that we're looking for, that we so desperately need, then we're going to have better answers and better projections and better plans than the others have, than the global East. You know where they're leading us, into a box canyon under the GIS, GPS, global governance system, from which maybe hundreds and hundreds of years of oppression and tyranny might ensue. We may never, ever, ever get out of the trap. The odds are against us. This isn't Spartacus with the white armband crowd any longer. Space-based weaponry, the continuation of the IT systems, as Vicky's been laying out so carefully. These are not things that you can overcome with a 50 caliber black powder rifle or even a 50 caliber BMG. These are things that are much bigger than that. We're not going to be able to whip this dog with individual solutions for global problems. We need to be bigger thinkers and not stinkers. We need to be that clean, the pure, the powerful, the positive replacement set that future generations will look back and they'll say, thank God they stood up. All of the people that this author and all of the people alive at the time of this writing, when this all came down, this stuff was most likely in the newspapers. People were looking at it, but what did they do? They did nothing. They didn't understand the serious nature of this. They were going around, you know, in the flappers and enjoying their moment of prosperity, their time in the sun, carefully contrived for them, just before the great collapse. Now, we've had our time in the sun in the last 10 years, as all the parts and pieces got in place. And now we've had the great collapse. We're going into it, deeper and deeper into it daily. It's going to be up to us to not be foolish and not to fall asleep and to be ever vigilant and not allow our silence on these issues to imply our consent with them. There are major changes happening. Copenhagen is going to be big. The healthcare issue is going to be big. As far as I'm concerned, the tax on tobacco at $24.73 a pound for rolling tobacco was enough to have a call of arms. Makes the tea tax look absolutely dwarfed. And yet people do nothing. So again, these new reserve banks were to receive within a period of 3 years the reserves of the national banks. You see, all the banks were forced into the system. And so it's not just the Federal Reserve banks, but it's all the national banks and all the state banks, so many of them. You go in and out of your door, the door of your bank, and you see a member, FDIC, member of the Federal Reserve Banking System, so on and so forth. It's every bank is involved in this. It's not just yanking out some ghost called Bernanke and dragging into a courtroom Timothy Geithner and all the gangsters at Goldman Sachs. It's much bigger than that. So we'll wrap our mind around it in the next couple of days. I thank you for listening today. I hope you'll be back again with us tomorrow. I'll see you then. I'll see you on Friday as well. And until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.